Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome to this Christian Patriot News Update. Today, let's get started with drops 3176 and 3184, both originally posted March 25th of 2019. These are upcoming four-year deltas. People around the world are waking up to the fact, not fiction, that the corporate, D-party, politically controlled six corporations own 90% of the media. The fake news is not unbiased journalism, but politically motivated and controlled. They make statements, not facts, and these statements are based on being the propaganda arm of the satanic New World Order deep state criminal cabal. Think for yourself and stop being a sheep to their narrative. They will be held accountable. Nobody walks away from this. Q-Drop 3184 reminds us, we are the news now. Let's handle that responsibility with extreme care. And so few realize what Q shared back on March 27th, 2020. This is Q-Drop 3904. It includes this tweet from Iron Belly. This is not another four-year election. Rest in peace, Federal Reserve. This is huge. This scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, President Donald J. Trump. Q-Drop 3227 was posted March 27th of 2019. So another upcoming four-year delta. Who has full control? These people are stupid. Indictments are coming. Many, including President Donald J. Trump himself, are predicting his arrest on Tuesday morning. But is our favorite president and the Q team setting a trap? How do you catch a very dangerous animal? You have to set a trap, and you have to use bait. Clandestine tweeted, I've been quietly observing the ongoing psychological operations. The media hysteria ultimately resulted in the masses accepting and supporting the idea of arresting former presidents and political opponents. The sheep have been normalized to accept high-profile arrests, and they're coming. And now's a great time to remind everyone of Q-Drop 3728. Friend, patriot, hold your head up high. POTUS was not harmed in any way today other than on paper, history books. Now pay attention. Sometimes you must sacrifice yourself for the greater good. I will gladly take all those slings and arrows for you, POTUS. But even that can be undone. The enormity of what is coming will shock the world. Pray. In the middle of your screen, Q-Drop 964 was originally posted March 28th of 2018. So an upcoming five-year delta. You can't imagine the magnitude of this. Constitutional crisis. Twitter. Coming soon. And right on cue with this five-year delta of Twitter coming soon, we have this tweet from Eric Spracklin. He says, why doesn't Trump tweet? I still don't get it. Roger Stone replied, soon. Kim.com says, Trump hasn't returned to Twitter since his account was unbanned. He fails to get his message out to a significantly larger audience. That's a lost opportunity. Dems wanted Trump banned on Twitter for a reason. He could bypass the corrupt fake news media. Why gift the Dems a win? And then Elon Musk posts this picture of a clock. TikTok. Coming soon, our favorite president will be back on Twitter. And remember, Q-Drop 55 reminds us that we are to look to Twitter for exactly this. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. God bless. Continuing in drop 964, upper right-hand corner, Biden, China. Very important marker. Who made it public? Who really made it public? Who is making it all public? We are the gatekeepers of all. By all, I mean all information. Folks, there's a tidal wave incoming. Buckle up. Q-drop 970, originally posted March 20th of 2018, is an upcoming five-year delta. Q says, done in 30. I don't know about you, but I would love to be done in 30 days. House cleaning. The White House secured. Final stage, sign Q. And to the right, drop 3906, originally posted March 20th of 2020, is an upcoming three-year delta. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. Where we go one, we go all.
Joe Biden's daughter abandoned her diary somehow in a house she was staying at in Florida after she got out of rehab. And in that diary, Ashley Biden recounted how her father had taken showers with her when she was young, and she attributed her later sexual compulsions to that experience with her father. So by any standard, that seemed like clear evidence of abuse. And yet no law enforcement agency, so far as we know, ever asked Joe Biden about it.
Top experts are forecasting another 25% plunge in the stock market, along with record inflation. Rich Dad Poor Dad author and billionaire investor Robert Kiyosaki said, "I believe the economy is in the biggest bubble in history. God have mercy on us all." Kiyosaki's buying gold, predicting $3,000 an ounce gold in a year. Call the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Patriot Gold Group has the no-fee-for-life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical, gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the no-fee-for-life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today, or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service from Patriots protecting Patriots. Patriot Gold Group is a consumer affairs, top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
The test of a man is how much he will bear for a cause which he knows to be right. How long will he stand in the depths of despair? How much will he suffer and fight? There are many to serve when the victory is near, and few are the hurts to be borne. But it calls for a leader of courage to cheer the men in a battle forlorn. It is the way you hold out against odds that are great that proves what your courage is worth. It is the way that you stand to the bruises of fate that shows up your stature and girth. And victory is nothing but proof of your skill, veneered with a glory that's thin. Unless it is a proof of unfaltering will, and unless you have suffered to win.
Remember, we are the news now, so let's handle that responsibility with care. I constantly get people who send me different videos, and these are sensational videos covering sensational topics. In this particular one, it talked about arrests that are confirmed happening behind the scenes, and JFK Jr. being alive, and Q+, and so many other exciting topics. But I had to slow this individual down and remind him, we have facts, data, analysis and evidence to support certain things, and we don't have the same evidence to support other things. So let's handle this responsibility with care. I want to go over this information, not just with the individual that I reply to, but with everyone, because this is a situation I find myself in often, answering the same questions over and over and dealing with the same style of sensational videos. Eventually, we'll go from showing the people the cabal's criminality, election rigging, and stealing our tax dollars to actual indictments, arrests, and prosecutions. We're not there yet, in my opinion, but we are in the show the people phase. Many patriots are in a place of frustration because they see the cabal's corruption, but it seems like nothing's being done. You have to keep in mind that 80% of the Q operation is covert. It's dark ops. It's happening behind the scenes. There's only 20% that we, the people, are privy to. It will get real fun, real fast, when we reach the justice phase. That's next, but we gotta be patient. The Q team is very clear regarding JFK Jr. in drop 2611. And Anon asked, is JFK Jr. alive? Q stated simply, no. I've learned that everyone who wants to believe JFK Jr. is alive and well and on the Q team simply ignores that drop. They label it disinformation and quote, disinformation is necessary. Personally and respectfully, I'm not someone who shares that JFK Jr. is alive nor part of the Q team. Q indicates that JFK Jr. was murdered in a plane crash, it wasn't an accident, and implicates the Clintons as being involved. Remember, Q says 7 out of every 10 plane crashes are not accidents. For reference, I was replying to this individual regarding a situation update. I've seen multiple situation updates like the one you shared with me. I found them to make sensational claim after sensational claim after sensational claim, and I've not seen anything they've predicted come to pass. This is true among so many in the so-called truth movement. I'm not a predictor. I just research with sources cited and report what I find. Truth be told, I have very little interest in politics, but God's given me this platform to share His gospel. Something I've found to be a common theme among many less trustworthy channels is to report anything and everything without citing credible sources for their information. Some claim to have secret insider sources who conveniently can't be named. These are fun, exciting, sensational videos, but a lot like the National Enquirer, they have little substance. They get your click and provide some oohs and ahs, but then it's over. I believe that justice will come to all of the deep state criminals exposed by Q and team eventually, but I also believe we have a ways to go, and it will continue to be a process. Embrace the battle, but infinitely more importantly, continue to fight the good fight of faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for all of us who put our faith and our hope and our trust in Him. Both politically and especially spiritually, be careful who you follow. Here's an example of an anon who I consider trustworthy, Stormy Patriot Joe. He says, doing show prep for Eye of the Storm on March 21st seems like an important day. Q-drop 2912 has been hit by Trump about 20 times this past week, and we'll present it in full on Tuesday's show. So here's a preview of Stormy Patriot Joe's Eye of the Storm. And if you like it, find him on Telegram or True Social, and he posts all of his shows on his social media.
Doing a little show prep for Tuesday's show, but figured I'd drop in and show you a little bit as it's progressing. There'll be more to come on this. But the key is this Q. 2912, March 1st, 2019. Trump, on March 16th, came out and talked about witch hunt, which was clearly stated in this particular Q. And in this address, he also mentions nuclear button. Tactical nukes are better. Now, this was on March 1st, and the key on this is there's kind of a countdown that stops on the 21st. So what did we find out on March Madness? Well, Donald Trump is supposed to be, or somebody is, going to be indicted when? March 21st. So March Madness, kind of start the clock, wind it out, and all these things are coming out. He keeps talking about it on the 17th, on the 18th, on the 19th, on the 20th, and the 21st is kind of a D-Day for an indictment for him, or who knows. He keeps coming. It's time, crooked politician. Well, back to that cue again. It's time. And crooked Hillary, right there. Keep going. Trump again, on the 18th. What's he talking about? Being arrested on Tuesday of next week. That's the 21st. Trump drops in stolen again. Okay, so Q talks about this whole Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen thing was actually to get information on the record so it could be declassified. So the L, the extra L, Trump has been touching it multiple times, equals declassification. Trump again, horse face, witch hunt. Well, Stormy Daniels is the horse face, and we got the witch hunt again here in this queue. The witch hunt never ends, Donald Trump. Witch hunt must end now, same queue. Trump again, talking about Cohen, storyteller, liar. Tomorrow afternoon, witch hunt. What's this queue say? Discredited Michael Cohen. Legally brought witch hunt. Again, tactical nukes, the 21st D-Day. So these are the tweets that Q is referencing in this particular queue. And you can almost read these tweets by Trump from 2019 as exactly what's going on now. Russia collusion. Everything that he's talking about here, the witch hunt, is in the real news today. So a quick summary, and there's more to it, and we'll go through it on the show, but I wanted to give you a quick highlight of everything. But this queue is just going off on fire. Okay, so we got, you know, Donald Trump on the witch hunt. It's time, crooked. We got Cohen and witch hunt. Trump's timestamp was 12:29 on the kickoff of all this, kind of reverse of those four numbers. March Madness kicked off on the first. On the 21st, as this queue states down here, is when the indictment is supposed to be coming. We got Trump referencing crooked, and it wasn't even referencing Hillary. It was about Biden, but he always calls Hillary crooked, so it stood out. Of course, we have the discredited Michael Cohen. Trump started off a truth with "it's time" with all exclamation points. We got the witch hunt all week. Must end. Tactical nukes was one of the truths. So out of this one queue this week, Trump has hit it probably 20 different times from 20 different directions. But more to come. I just wanted to give you a quick overview, and there'll be more added to this as Trump keeps truthing tonight and tomorrow, and we'll bring it to you on Tuesday night show. Talk to you then.
Expert investors warn, this time is different. What's ahead is the worst recession in history. Don't just sit there, do something. Take control of your retirement with a self-directed IRA and physical gold and silver. Not paper, physical gold and silver. Top investors predict gold and silver will hit all-time highs. Call the proud Americans of the Patriot Gold Group today before it's too late. Get their 2023 Recession Protection No Fee for Life IRA, where your IRA or 401k can be in physical gold and silver, and you may be eligible for the No Fee for Life IRA on qualifying rollovers. Call 844-402-0988 for a free investor guide today. Or use the first link in the description box below this video. Mention Christian Patriot News and get best-in-class service. Patriot Gold Group is a Consumer Affairs top-rated gold IRA dealer 6 years in a row.
My list of trusted sources for good information is very short. As for spiritually, I trust God's Spirit and God's Word. I have a very small group of trusted brothers and sisters in Christ who I know for sure are born again and baptized in God's Spirit. Their lives reveal their faith. To the right, in another correspondence I shared regarding JFK Jr., I don't make it a point of contention. I realize a lot of people believe as you do. I've argued against him being alive in the past, and I've already shared my opinion on the matter. But I've learned from experience that it's not a fruitful argument either way. Instead, I spend the majority of my time waking people up to the truths that are most important. That there is so much data, evidence, analysis, information, and credible sources to support. Obviously, infinitely above all is the truth that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to pay in full the sin debt of all mankind. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Faith in Christ is eternal life. Everything else is a distant last place. The platform that God has given me to share his gospel is a political platform, including Q, current events, and news stories. With that in mind, I personally do my best to focus on those topics that I have data, evidence, analysis, information, and credible sources to support. I try to avoid speculation, hearsay, conjecture, and rumors. For example, watch any show I've ever made and you'll see that the overwhelming vast majority of time, you can literally see the information that I'm sharing on screen, or I'll provide the clip of the person I'm reporting saying something in context. You can hear it for yourself from the person who said it, or read it for yourself from the person who wrote it. I'll go on record as saying I consider Q posts very reliable. And I say that based on the fact that we have hundreds of Q proofs confirming that Q is indeed a worldwide military intelligence sting operation, the likes of which we've never seen before. I believe we have enough evidence to conclude that our favorite president, Donald J. Trump, is indeed Q+. Between the number of posts signed by Q+, the number of zero deltas we have with Trump tweeting and then Q posting within that 1 minute, and Q posts literally signed 4-10-20. DJT, Donald J. Trump. I provide my source of information for people to verify, confirm everything, even if that's just a Q drop. Even when I share God's word, I do my best to provide chapter and verse for reference. I see a different format for many. Significantly more sensational shows, I see a person usually talking into a microphone, positioned in front of a camera. Many of them share sensational topics, including JFK Jr., alive and well and on the Q team, clones, supposed arrests, military tribunals, and executions that have secretly already happened. It's all very interesting, engaging, and exciting. Here's the problem. Such reports lack substance, data, evidence, analysis, information, and credible, reliable sources. Consider fake news and their use of propaganda, circular reporting, and anonymous sources. It's quite literally the formula for the satanic New World Order, deep state criminal cabals, propaganda, and indoctrination campaigns. They use emotions, innuendo, rumors, hearsay, conjecture, speculation, deception, trickery, manipulation, and lies. We have so much data, evidence, analysis, information, and credible sources on subjects like election and voter fraud, the origins of COVID, U.S.-funded worldwide bioweapons labs, masks and lockdown lies, dangerous experimental vaccine bioweapons, blood clots, sudden deaths, the climate hoax, the corruption and criminality of the political elite, money laundering, insider trading, blackmail, bribery, fraud, the WHO, the CDC.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
See the United Nations, Fauci, pedophilia, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, organ trafficking, satanic ritual abuse, the harvesting of adrenochrome, Operation Mockingbird, the assassination of JFK, the truth about 9/11, the Rothschilds, criminal banking cartel, fiat currency, George Soros, Antifa, the truth about January 6, etc. The list goes on and on. These are all topics that I can provide overwhelming data, evidence, analysis, information, and credible sources for everything I share. Q has steered patriots worldwide to research and share the truth about these matters. My shows aren't sensational. My goal is to share the truth to the best of my ability and to let my light shine brightly to be used by God to win souls for His eternal kingdom. Some of you hearing my voice right now, you've been blessed tremendously by God in the area of finances. God gives some people a very special financial anointing, and they prosper in everything they do. And quite often, God gives such people a heart of generosity. Please contact me personally to step up and sponsor a show. My personal email address is christianpatriotnews@protonmail.com. It's on your screen now. Please use the subject line, sponsor a show. I'm not talking about advertising a product or a service. Those are advertisers. I'm talking about supporting me and my beautiful wife personally for our work as digital soldiers, sharing truth far and wide. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. We are truly grateful. Now let's transition from that which is temporary to that which is eternal. Remember, God's word says, don't fix your eyes on that which you can see, because that which you can see is only temporary, but rather fix your eyes on that which is eternal, because that which is eternal will last forever. Today, let's continue in our series on healing and walking in the fullness of everything that God has already provided.
The things that I was talking about tonight, it's true that without Christ, you can do nothing. And the way that the Lord lives in us is through the Holy Spirit. And speaking in tongues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is one of the ways that He releases His power. And if you don't have this gift of speaking in tongues, then you can do nothing. You don't have to have the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues to go to heaven. You can go to heaven quicker without it. Because you aren't going to have any power. You'll die of something along the way. You can still go to heaven, but I tell you, if you want to walk in what I was talking about tonight, you must have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which includes speaking in tongues. That's not all that there is to it, but that's one of the things, and you need that. Is there anybody in here who say, I need one or both of that? Either I need to receive my salvation and make Jesus my Lord, and or I need the baptism of the Holy Spirit and this gift of speaking in tongues. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand so that I can pray for you. Anybody else? Raise your hand all over the auditorium here. Praise the Lord. I know some of you are wondering, what are you going to do? I'm going to pray for you and give everybody a free book. What a deal. Man, I'm not taking anything from you. We just want to help you. And I'm promising you that you cannot operate in what I've talked about tonight unless you've made Jesus your Lord and received Him living in your heart, and then receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you raised your hand, or if you were supposed to raise your hand but didn't do it, would you just get up out of your seat and come forward and let me pray with you right down here, and I want to help you to receive. Praise the Lord. Let's praise God for all of these. Isn't this great? Face me. Hallelujah. God bless you. You ladies are going to receive tonight. Awesome. You know, if we could get you to kind of spread out all across the front, the reason for this is because we're going to have prayer ministers come stand behind you and lay hands on you. And if you spread out like this, it'll be easier for them to get to behind you. So instead of standing behind each other, stand beside each other along the front. Anybody else here that needs to come and receive? You know, I know in my heart that there's some of you who've seen me on television, and because I don't scream and shout and spit and act like a Pentecostal, many of you didn't realize I speak in tongues. You didn't know what kind of meeting you were coming to, and you may be scared about what's going to happen. But you know, the baptism of the Holy Spirit changed my life. And I can promise you, we aren't going to do anything weird. We're just going to pray with you. We're going to give you a book. If you aren't sure about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, then you need to come down here, because I am sure. I'm absolutely sure. I'm positive that you need this. It's a command in the Word of God, not to be drunk with wine, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. If this is new to you, you know, you got nothing to lose and everything to gain. The worst thing that could possibly happen is that you come down here and we pray for you and give you a free book and you go back the same as you were. But you know what? You got the potential of coming down here, and if you can believe and receive, you could receive the greatest thing that will have happened to you since you got born again. So there's no reason for you not to come. If you don't speak in tongues, you ought to be down here. Anybody else? Before I pray for you, I want to ask this. You can't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit until you've received your salvation from Jesus. So you must be born again first. Is there anybody down here who's not absolutely sure whether you're born again or not. If that's you, I need to pray with you first to receive your salvation, or you can't receive the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that Jesus is the one that gives the Holy Spirit. So you have to receive the giver before you receive the gift. Is there anybody who would raise your hand and say, I want to pray first to make sure I've received my salvation? Here's one. Anybody else? Here's another one down here. Here's another one. Four. Anybody else? Five. Are you sure? I'm not trying to talk anybody out of this, but there are so many people that think, well, I go to church and I believe that there's a God. Isn't that enough? No. The Bible says the devil believes and trembles at the name of God, but that's not enough. You got to do something the devil hasn't done, and that is you've got to make Jesus your Lord. It says in Romans 10:9, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You've got to make him Lord. That doesn't mean that you're promising you'll never do anything wrong, but it does mean you have to be willing to turn your life over to him, and as much as you possibly can, you make him the Lord of your life. Is there anybody else down here who's not done that, and you need to do that before we pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Anybody else that didn't raise your hand? Everybody else here is sure you're born again. Here's another one. Praise God. You ladies are sisters, right? Yeah, I was talking with them earlier. Man, this is great. Y'all going to get born again on the same night and baptized in the Holy Spirit on the same night. What a deal. That's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm going to lead those of you who raised your hand to receive salvation. I'm going to lead you in a real simple prayer based on Romans 10:9. Says, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Jesus has already paid for your sins. It's not a matter of will he forgive you. He has forgiven you. Will you receive it? And if you say, I make you my Lord, I receive it, then that's how you do it. It says, with your heart you believe and with your mouth you confess. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer. I'd like to ask every person in here to pray this prayer with me so that they won't feel like we're just listening to them. And if you will say these words, you don't have to say the exact words, but I'm going to say a sample prayer of what you need to do. And if you will say this and mean it from your heart, then you're going to be born again. Isn't that awesome? You're going to become a brand new person on the inside. Y'all believe that? Amen. Well, let's everybody pray this. Say, Father, I'm sorry for my sin. I believe Jesus died to forgive my sin. And I receive that forgiveness. Jesus, I make you my Lord. I believe that you are alive. That you now live in me. I am saved. I am forgiven. Right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Can you believe that? God bless you. God bless you, ladies. You know, you're brand new on the inside. Isn't that great? Did you mean that? I believe you're born again. Isn't that awesome? You know, these people still on the outside, if you were a woman, you're still a woman. If you were a man, you're still a man. But on the inside, you are completely changed. Man, that's awesome. You'll spend the rest of your life trying to figure out what's happened to you. But right now on the inside, you're brand new. And the Bible says that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that's really important because you were created to be a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. So we're going to just now, everybody up here now has made Jesus their Lord and received their salvation. And so we're just going to open up the door of your temple and welcome the Holy Spirit to come into the place that he was created to live in. God wants you to have the Holy Spirit more than you want to have the Holy Spirit. You don't have to beg. All you got to do is crack that door open just a little bit. He's not going to force himself. You have to welcome him in. And so I'm going to lead everybody in a prayer, just a real simple prayer, and we're going to welcome the Holy Spirit to come live on the inside of you. And then I'm going to ask our prayer ministers to come up here. They're going to stand behind you and they're going to lay hands on you because the Bible said that through the laying on of hands, the Holy Spirit was given. That's the way they did it in the Bible. They would pray for a person and lay their hands on it. And the Holy Spirit can actually be released through a person. So all of these people behind you already have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And they're, after we pray, they're going to lay hands on you and release this power of the Holy Spirit to come into you. And then, after they lay hands on you, not right now, but after they lay hands on you, I want you to quit asking God for the Holy Spirit and instead thank Him that He did what He said He would do. It says in Luke 11:13, it says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So He said He'd give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. We're going to ask. We're going to lay hands on you. And so after we do that, I want you to take a step of faith and just go to thanking Him that He did what He said, regardless of how you feel. Some people feel really dramatic things when they get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If that happens to you, great. But when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I didn't feel a thing. I just had to believe it. So I don't care how you feel. You just trust the Word's true. We're going to ask. And after they lay hands on you, I want you to start thanking God that He did what He promised He would do. And at that time, I want you to lift your hands like this, because the Bible says that when you lift up your hands, you bless the Lord. This blesses God. It's like when somebody sticks a gun in your back and you go, I surrender. I yield. So I'm going to lead you in prayer. They're going to lay hands on you and release the power of the Holy Spirit. And then you're going to lift your hands and start thanking God that He gave you the Holy Spirit. And at that time, those who have the Holy Spirit, we're going to start praying in tongues and worshiping the Lord. And as we start worshiping the Lord, I want you to join in with us and start thanking Him in tongues. The Bible says when you speak in tongues, you are giving thanks unto God. And I know that you probably have a million other questions, and you say, well, how do you do this? What do you say? I've got a book that will teach you everything I know about it. But if you're ready, you can speak in tongues right now. The number one thing that I've experienced that hinders people from speaking in tongues immediately is that they think that the Holy Spirit's going to force you to speak in tongues. And so they just open their mouth and wait on the Holy Spirit to make it move. That's not how it works. It's very similar to the way I spoke tonight. I believe God spoke through me. I believe God inspired what I said. But if I would have prayed and said, oh God, speak through me. Don't let it be me. You speak through me. And then I just opened my mouth and waited on the Holy Spirit to make it talk, nothing would have been said. I spoke. But I believe I spoke under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. That's the way speaking in tongues is. You have to speak. The Holy Spirit doesn't force you to speak. You speak and by faith believe that the Holy Spirit inspires it. And at first it's new and you'll question and say, is this really God? But if you'll just keep doing it, and my book will explain this, the Lord will confirm it to you and you'll realize that this is the Holy Spirit inspiring it and it'll be powerful. But you're just going to have to take a step of faith and believe that God is speaking through you. Okay? If you don't know what to say, you can try and say what you hear the person behind you saying, but that's their tongue, and your tongue will be different. It won't be the same as anybody else's, but it'll get you talking, and when it comes out different, just keep talking. Okay? Y'all ready? Are you going to speak in tongues? The Bible says believers will speak in new tongues. I want you to say, I'm a believer, and I will speak in tongues. Father, I thank You for all of these. Thank You for these that receive their salvation. We know that You've already provided it, and tonight they made You their Lord, and they received it. So we thank You that they are the temple of the Lord. All of us down here are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so we open up the doors of our temple. Holy Spirit, we welcome You. We want Your power. We want the gift of speaking in tongues. We want all of this to operate in us. And so we open up our heart tonight and welcome You. Come, Holy Spirit. We receive this gift of the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. We lay hands on You in Jesus' name and say, receive the Holy Spirit. We loose this power to flow through You right now in Jesus' mighty name. Boy, there's the power and the anointing of God flowing right now. Let's put those hands up and go to thanking God that He gave you the Holy Spirit. Thank Him out loud. Talk out loud. Thank you, Father, for giving me the Holy Spirit. Thank you that I am God-possessed, that I now have the gift of tongues, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for all of this. Now, those of you who know how to pray in tongues, let's just worship the Lord and speak in tongues. And as we speak in tongues, I want you to join in with us. Start speaking right now. You can't talk in tongues with your mouth closed. You got to open your mouth and talk. That's it. Just speak out. Man, that's it. Speak in tongues. I'd recognize the Holy Ghost anywhere. Just keep speaking right now. Don't worry about what it sounds like. You know, a little kid, when they first pray or first try and talk, it doesn't sound like they're saying mama and daddy. But I can guarantee you that parent knows what that child's trying to say, and that parent is receiving it. He's pleased with it. God is hearing your heart right now. Don't worry about the sounds. Just speak to the Lord. Take your attention away from what you're saying and put it on the Lord. You're bypassing your brain. You're praying out of your spirit. You're praying with that part of you that's love, joy, and peace. Hallelujah. Be bold with it. Just talk out. You're praising God in a heavenly language. You're bypassing all of the doubt of your mind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Boy, many, many, many of these are speaking in tongues. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. You speak in tongues? Were you speaking in tongues or English? You don't know? You know. Were you speaking in tongues? Huh? Praise. You were speaking in tongues? Oh, good. Good, good. Awesome. I thought that was a simple question. All right, let me have your attention here for just a minute. You know, whether you spoke in tongues or not, I believe that God gave you the Holy Spirit because He said He would. But you need to go ahead and speak in tongues. When I first asked for this, I didn't speak in tongues immediately. It took me 3.5 years from the time I asked before I spoke in tongues. But that's because I was a Baptist. And I had so much fear instilled in me about this, it just really messed me up. But I finally got my questions answered. I've written all of this in a book. And I don't think any person had more problems praying in tongues than I did. So whether you spoke in tongues, I believe God gave it to you. It's like a pair of tennis shoes. When you get them, they all come with tongues. Amen. All of you got tongues. You just may not have spoken in it. And this book will help you. And I promise you, it's going to be a life-changing thing. This is the second most important thing that ever happened. The first is being born again. That's the first. And then the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is going to change your life. So I'd like to give every one of you a book. If you would, this is Robert over here with his Bible up, and he's going to take you right through this door, and they've got those books right there in this room, right next to it. And if you would go over there, we want to give each one of you a book. And if you have a question, they'll answer your questions. If you want prayer, they'll pray with you or whatever. But I'd encourage you to please get the book because it'll help you. It's a free gift. We just want to bless you. So if you would, just follow them, and we'll give each of you a book. Isn't this awesome? Praise the Lord. Man, this is awesome. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Well, good, good. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for watching today. Please support my work as a frontline soldier, sharing truth far and wide. I've got links to GiveSendGo, DonorBox, BuyMeACoffee.com, and my Cash App all in the description box below this video. If the links don't work, it's no trouble. Simply visit www.GiveSendGo. That's GiveSendGo.com and hit the search icon.
Enter my name, it's Christian Space, Patriot Space News, and I'll come up. Thank you in advance for your incredible generosity. I cannot do this without you, and together we will win, especially the good fight of faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for those of us who put our faith and our hope and our trust in Him.